Is big oil sweating the fact the government wants to pick up where Judith Collins left off with the threat of taking the cost of petrol to the Commerce Commission? Energy Minister Megan Woods, she's looking at ways of forcing oil companies to standardise the prices at the pump. She wants to change the Commerce Act to allow the Commerce Commission to carry out a market test. Moves already underway, she says, to make sure everyone is paying a fair price.
I don't like the idea that people in the South Island or the Wellington region may be paying over the odds for their petrol. And at the moment, the evidence is pointing to the fact that that might be the case. This has got to be about people when they go and fill up their car getting a fair deal.
General Manager of Gull Day Bodges with us. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Is the consumer getting ripped off in certain parts of the country?
Well, according to the AA, not where we're marketing, but as the Minister said, there are sometimes 20 and 30 cent per litre prices and difference between where we are and the good people on the South Island and Wellington.
So you would, without turning this into a PR exercise, you would argue you are the difference where you are, things get balanced out?
Yes, and I think, you know, if you talk to the AA, they're the ones that have coined the term the Gull Effect.
Why, where you are not, are there discrepancies? What's the rationale behind that?
We can import our own fuel into our terminal in Mount Maunganui. We have access to import parity priced fuel, and we put that through to our service stations, and they can compete actively in the market.
And the other players don't?
They do actually meet our prices where we are. That's the ironic thing about it.
So would they be being squeezed because of where you are, and therefore they need to make that up elsewhere?
I don't know what their cost prices are, but their sale prices are certainly significantly lower where we are.
See, 101, petrol strikes me as relatively simple. You got some oil, you mix it up a little bit, put it in a truck and throw it into a bowser and Bob's your uncle. I'm assuming it's much more complex than that in pricing terms.
Well, actually, you could work for Gull with that one, Mike, because we actually take it as quite simple. Here, we import it. We put it in a warehouse, which is called a whopping big tank, and we take it to the servos and mark it up as little as possible to give it to the punter.
So if the government took this to the Commerce Commission, what could or should or would the Commerce Commission do?
Well, I think not just for Gull, but for others, it's about terminal access. If you've got access to that imported fuel at the import price plus freight on the sea, then people, others rather than three companies, can make up their minds as to what price they'll sell it.
Right, and should we go to the Commerce? I just can't see how the Commerce Commission is going to regulate the price of petrol, because once you get the government regulating the price of petrol, we're all stuffed.
Correct. But I don't think you need to go to the Commerce Commission about it. There's enough people that are sitting there saying this is about terminal access. And if you look at other markets like Australia, that's where the terminal access is opened up for others. I mean, we submitted strongly on this when Zed bought the Chevron assets in New Zealand.
Right. So if you're saying to the government, if there's a problem, here's how you fix it. Terminal access is the key. Look there and that will solve your problem potentially.
Yeah, we've been saying that for some time, yes.
All right, well, let's hope then listen. Appreciate your time, Dave. Dave Bodger, who's the General Manager of Gull, and if I'm not here tomorrow, I'll be working at a servo near you. 18 minutes.
Or in Tamranui somewhere.
Exactly.